Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion.
You're listening to Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
Oh yeah, it's time for fashion. Morena, Penny.
Morena.
Hi, Penny.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Morena, Charlie.
Morena.
How are you?
Good, thank you, love.
Good.
Yeah, thank you.
We've got an important kaupapa to dive into today, haven't we?
Yes. So listeners may remember, we can't remember if it was a year ago or perhaps later, earlier this year, we spoke to Charlie about Common. And for those listeners who don't or aren't familiar, can you explain all about Common?
Yep, Common is a registered non-for-profit organisation that utilises clothing donations from the public and brands to dress people who otherwise would not have access to quality clothing every day.
And the reason we're speaking today is because, unfortunately, you're having to close up shop by the end of the year. But in the time that you've been operating Common, you've supported 30 social service agencies and redistributed over 65,000 items of clothing. Can you paint a picture of the people this service helped and why the clothing mattered so much?
Yeah, these are people who otherwise wouldn't have access to clothing or would have access to kind of low-grade clothing with a lot of barriers attached to it. So people that are receiving hand-me-downs or having to go through MSD to try and access clothing grants that they're not always successful for. So they're people that are in police custody, that have family in police custody, that have left a domestic violence situation, that are youth offenders, that are in hospital for extended periods of time, or generally just people who are worthy of clothing regardless of any of the above. And these are the people that we have existed for over the last 7 years.
So the funding that you were applying for that was denied, it's often said that clothing is seen as a luxury by funders. Why do you think it's still so hard to get support for something that is actually basic human rights?
I think clothing is still quite a misunderstood kind of subject, I think, in this country, sadly. And I feel like people that are making these decisions on our funding probably need to really understand the importance of clothing and actually what it means for people to be able to participate in society, to carry themselves with dignity, you know, to feel confident and to present themselves in a space, in the world, in situations where they feel they are representing themselves. We all got dressed this morning. And we all feel that the clothing that we're wearing represents us because that's why we're wearing it. And sadly, people don't have this every single day. But I feel until people really understand what it means for people to be able to participate or to reintegrate or to turn up to a housing viewing or, you know, employment, you know, a job interview, it's forever going to be this kind of unspoken, weird kind of subject where it's a bit like people are wearing clothing. Why would they possibly need any more?
Yeah.
You know,
I think I remember last time you spoke to me about people who, you know, without housing and about how somebody had said to you, well, why did they need clothes? And it's like, whoa, you know, they don't even have shelter over their head.
Yeah.
And you're saying, you know, why do they need clothing? It's just crazy. So with the funding, you kind of mentioned off air, like, it was over $250,000 in grant applications that were declined. And you've actually found out where else it goes. Can you explain to us why perhaps Common hasn't received the funding that you needed?
We can, you can request that information. If it's public money, you can request the information once you've been declined as to like where it's been allocated. And it's visible. You can just go and search for the grant that you've been declined from and see actually who's received it. We've seen churches get projectors and, you know, carpet being laid in kind of community spaces over us being funded to dress 8,000 people last year. I don't know. It's like, I suppose it's quite an isolated thing, and lots of these spaces I don't feel like has greater social impact like our organisation does both in the social space but also in the environmental space. So it kind of meant that we could tap into funds within the social space, but also in the waste minimisation and environmental space, but still not very successful, Penny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's heartbreaking because, I mean, one of your key kind of things that you have to cover is rent, right? And it's like the way that Common operates is that you choose key pieces that you sell on the site to cover those sorts of things, and not even that is kind of helping at this point.
And we've kind of solely been reliant on having those sales and people shopping with us and physically, you know, shopping with us on our online store, but also coming into our physical retail space to try and keep Common operating. I'd say, honestly, since the middle of the year, we've been solely reliant on sales.
Yeah, because one of the things that I really loved about Common too was that you could go online, order a mail pack that was $20 and it was a big bag, and it would arrive at your house, you fill it up with clothing, and then you drop it off at the post office, and then it comes to you and you redistribute it. And, you know, the things were that, you know, you were sending through clothes that you wanted other people to wear, and it was about, you know, waste minimisation. But anything that might have been missing a button or things like that, you had repair days where you had people come in and repair the clothes so they could be repurposed. And, you know, it was, like, incredibly valuable to both the environment and the community. Because you've mentioned before about, and I've talked about the, you know, waste going into landfill, and it happens in New Zealand.
Yeah, and I think the beautiful thing with those mailer bags is was there's still so much value in people's wardrobes that they're just not wearing. And they really took off. People had resource in their wardrobes that they weren't wearing, and they wanted, you know, an outlet to be able to give it to other people for it to have another life, but also for someone to benefit from wearing it and it being kind of recirculated. Sorry, what did you just say?
Oh, just about the waste and landfill and things like that. Yeah,
there's still no legislation in New Zealand around landfilling resource. So brands can still very quietly, and not for a huge amount of money, landfill resource rather than giving it to us. And no one has to know that those resources are going to landfill. It doesn't make any sense to you, I, you know, us, that brands would be choosing to landfill resource. I don't understand why brands are choosing to fill up the country's landfill when they could be, you know, giving it to us and we can be recirculating it to those who really need it. That's a whole other subject matter. I mean, for as long as there's no legislation and people aren't literally forced, because not many brands are choosing to do the right thing, they're going to need to be forced to do the right thing, and legislation is what will make that happen.
Yeah. Have you been, like, working towards advocacy and things like that in that kind of space?
Yeah. Trace, who I run the organisation with, that's her area of expertise. Yeah. She's very much in that space. And she kind of leads the organisation in that sense, in that area. I think it was a conversation we had many, many years ago with Greens around, like, trying to get that actually to come to light and, yeah, to be a thing of the present, you know? Like, it's present in Europe and it's happening and brands are on board with it. But, yeah, I think we've got a few other things to address maybe in this country first.
Yeah. Because, I mean, we've spoken about Ghana and Chile and stuff like that, and it's, you know, and the amount of clothing that's fast fashion and it's being, you know, it's made with plastic and so it doesn't even biodegrade. So you're putting it in landfill and it's not going anywhere, and then in different places they burn it off and that goes into the atmosphere. And so it's, you know, so what Common's doing is actually just is kind of full circle. It's like helping people but helping the environment, and it's so important. So as you're kind of winding down the company, it's the end December. What kind of has been the hardest part for you personally and your team?
I think the hardest part for me is I reflect on the last 7 years, and when we started this, we were just collaborating with community meals and soup kitchens where we were providing people access to free clothing in spaces that they were already frequenting. So we were partnering with Everybody Eats and other social kitchens. And I suppose, you know, in the last 7 years, we've dressed 26,000 people. And I think about all those that we are, that we were yet to dress, and all of those 30 social frontline services that rely on our service every single month to be able to remove barriers for people to access clothing and to access it in a really dignified way. Calling wins and waiting on a if you've even got a phone and waiting on a hold time for 2 hours is not dignified. Going into one of those offices is not dignified. Organisations collect the resources from us and they make it available to people in their spaces where they're comfortable, where they've already built a relationship with people with no barriers attached to it in a really dignified way. And I think that's always been our point of difference, is we make it accessible for people and it's real quality product.
Yeah.
That's the hardest thing. The organisation exists for those people. It doesn't exist for any other reason. It exists to keep product out of landfill and to dress people with dignity. Mm. And I suppose reflecting on all of those that we've supported over the years, but also reflecting on those we were yet to support and we will not be able to.
Yeah, especially coming up to Christmas, like, you know, like I'm aware that Women's Refuge, you know, like this is the toughest time of year for people. You know, there's so much pressure on families and things like that. And then, you know, like the clothing aspect is just another added pressure that they don't need.
Completely. Know? And it's those that have gone without that would always go without, Christmas or not Christmas, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. So what happens now to the families and partner organisations that relied on Common?
There was common themes, and we still hear it, of staff clearing out their wardrobes, you know, people trying to access product from op shops that become quite undignified, unaffordable and full of low-grade product that, in my eyes, nobody deserves to be wearing. But there'll be a lot of that. There'll be people trying to utilise connections they've got in the communities, staff clearing out their wardrobes, maybe, you know, staff clearing out their children's wardrobes to try and meet those needs. And I think, sadly, there'll be a lot of people that will just go back to how they did 7 years ago, which is with going without.
Yeah. Yeah. So, sorry.
No, I was just going to say, it's particularly sad when you think about the sort of economic state that we're in at the moment and the huge rise in homelessness in Auckland. And we've got a couple of texts coming through sharing their aroha and just saying how upsetting it is, especially with op shops getting more and more expensive at the moment, and just how hard everyone is doing it. It's rough.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's like the worst time for this to be happening, even if, you know, like at any time it's, you know.
Yeah.
How can we help now? I mean, I know that you can't take any more clothing donations and things like that, but how can the listeners help now to try and kind of make the transition and close up kind of easier for you?
We still have to try and keep operating till the end of the year. Yeah. So shopping with us is a really good way to support us. To try and actually keep us financially stable till December. And I think, I suppose, just I hope and I know actually we have shifted the mindset as to how people think about clothing. And I think, honestly, the biggest thing for me is to just carry that with you.
Yeah.
And reflect on those that we serve and that it's not easy out there for people. And there are people every day going without. Yeah.
Yeah. If, say, by some miracle there was an angel investor, how much do you need a year to continue to operate?
I'd say $300,000 would set us up for now.
Yeah.
That would remove us trying to make our rent every single month.
Yeah.
And actually keep us afloat for some time. But I don't know.
Because you're the full-time employee, then your partner's part-time, and that's basically it. Everything else is volunteer, isn't it?
Yeah, I am not paid a full-time salary.
Yeah, because you have a full-time job as well, which is absolutely incredible. Yeah.
And for the most part, we've got 10-ish core volunteers, and then there's Trace and I who run the operation. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you tell the listeners the website, please?
Yep, it's commonequal.com.
Cool. And I can highly recommend this website. I've seen Zambezi, I've seen high-end kind of clothes on there for really low, low prices. So if you are a thrifty shopper and that's what you're into, then it's definitely worth checking out.
Thank you. And thanks for your support, Penny, over the years. Thanks a lot.
I'm very emotional about this. and because it was when I, you know, spoke to you and Richie introduced us.
Of course, yeah.
From Ratbag's store up on Simon Street. And I was just like, this is the best thing that I've heard of in such a long time. Mm. I'm very, very sorry that you can't get the funding. And, yeah, Thanks, if I had a magic wand,
yeah,
I'd definitely be helping you.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's devastating, not only for, you know, all of us, but the people who need it.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, really upsetting.
Yeah. Yep.
Thank you so much, Kōrua. Thank you for joining us for a difficult but an important kōrero today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That was Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.